Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the haunting of the Humbert Historic Bar and Hotel, with owners Matt Hawks and Elizabeth Havener. And one of the stories I saw, and I think it was on the website, is about one of the rooms has what's known as the Creeper, which, of course, that gives me the jeeps, just anything called the Creeper. But what is that all about? So what are they experiencing in that room?
The Creeper is that black mass entity that my husband
So that's spoke. what you yeah. saw right off the bat then.
Yeah. Yeah. The first, I mean, it would only been in the property like minutes really.
Before
I saw it go past the doorway. A lot of people have seen it in one specific room in the hotel, and they've seen it like
in other spots though.
Well, no. But there's one like specific room that where people have like reported it going across the wall and the ceiling. It's also been seen in the bar.
I've seen it in our house too.
It has been seen in multiple places.
We call it the Creeper because of its nature of creeping up the wall, creeping down the floor and everything like that. And I think it was even given the name the Creeper before we came in.
Well, yeah, because before we came in, I was watching a YouTube video of some paranormal people that had been here before. they reported seeing it upstairs in the hotel. But we don't get any bad vibes from it.
I have a theory on it, on the creeper. The creeper is in... it's kind of weird. So our Hamilton room, which is the room that we're referring to, we believe that that room was the surgical room when it was a smallpox hospital. It was also a room in 2016 that had a meth lab happen in it. And sadly, that happens in rural areas that, you know, people get shocked sometimes. Oh, you have drugs in your area. It's like, well, sadly, rural areas are where people are more likely to make them because, you know, we're further away from cops and that sort of thing. And a former owner sadly had was treating this place more like a boarding house at the time. And sadly had a permanent renter take advantage of the property and everything. But my theory is that the creeper was born because in talking to previous employees and people who had been in the property before, nobody had seen the creeper before 2016. And I think it was actually birthed to protect the property. We don't get bad vibes from it. It's just like, it checks people out. Like, are you on the level? Are you here to, you know, do right by the property, do right by the people in here? Because if not, I might run you out the door. That kind of thing. That's the kind of vibe that I get from it. And it's definitely an it. It's not a deceased person at all. It is its own thing, but we think that it's something the house created to protect itself. And so it's never bothered us, but we do know some people have been run out of the door scared here many times. And we think, and at least the people that we know that have run out of the door scared had it coming. We think it's here to protect. So even though it's got a creepy name, we think it's here. We think it's here for good reasons, basically.
Well, it has a creepy name, and the crawling up a wall thing is kind of creepy to me.
Yeah, that can be unnerving. I saw it one night. My husband was asleep in bed. We were laying in bed in our apartment, and I just looked up and I saw it hanging in the corner of the room of our bedroom. And I just looked up at it and I was like, "We got a problem here." And nothing happened. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now, as long as everything's okay.
Oh, Elizabeth, you are so much more brave than I am. You are so much more brave.
It's just years. That's just years of ghost hunting, though. You know, I think the first few times we ghost hunted, I was screaming and running out of places. So, you know, you just get more used to it over time. You know, the thing that is the most scary in life is the unknown.
Right? True. Yeah.
So it's like, once you know this thing is in here and we're living with it, if I see it, then it doesn't scare me as much, obviously. So,
well, in that kind of concept of knowing, because you do get a familiarity with the spirits that are in the house or in any location when you're there as much as the two of you are. Exactly. You know, it's one thing if you go investigate a place and you just spend the night, but it's another when you are waking up with them and going to bed with them day after day after day. Mm-hmm. Have you kind of learned there's similarities, some kind of through lines with certain spirits? It's like you can attribute that to the kids for whatever reason, or that's the creeper, or this, we don't know what this is. Do you kind of feel that on a daily basis?
It's weird because if you've dug through our Facebook page, you may have found that we also have an open portal in here.
I was just going to mention that.
Yeah. And so the portal was created by former owners. They did a no-no. They hung two mirrors facing each other, and one spontaneously cracked one day. We wondered if it was legitimate or not. You know, when we first moved in, I noticed the cracked mirror and I was like, oh, this is either slip and fall or we got a portal on our hands. And basically what we started to see was people in the bar, if they were in the bar and reminiscing about a lost loved one, somebody that they were missing, sometimes they were getting contact. And that led me down the path of going, okay, this is probably an open portal. So sometimes our ghost hunts, like we do once a month ghost hunts, guided ghost hunts that people can book and they ghost hunt with us. And sometimes just depending on who is in the bar at that time, it's like, okay, is this somebody who is here with us normally, a permanent resident, or is this somebody that a person brought in with them or brought in through the portal? Because We've had some ghost hunts where it's all our permanent residents talking to us. And then we've had ghost hunts where it's just like, okay, I don't know who this person is. And it ends
That's
up being,
interesting.
yeah, it ends up being linked to somebody in the group. So, and that's happened numerous times too. So,
And we do have happen we do have things happen in the bar because the portal is right above a section of the bar. We've actually got things caught on camera because obviously we have cameras in the bar for security. Yeah, again, when people have been celebrating a birthday of a loved one who's passed, we've had things happen on camera. So yeah, we've got those on YouTube as well. But yeah, the door of the bar likes to open and close on its own as well. We think we had an instance with a relative that passed away the same
yeah.
year we moved in. And a few days after he passed, we had the door open and close on its own.
And it was the time that he used to come in and say hi to us and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. And I can openly say, because I told my mom this, I've even had one of my own grandmothers come through to talk to me. And that was a very jarring day.
Oh, that would be
Yeah,
emotional.
oh, I was a mess. I was a hot mess that day. So we've gotten some of our own kind of shocks, being in here too with that, unexpected moments. When my grandmother came through, I wasn't even asking for her. She came of her own volition. And I could tell it was her. You can tell, when you're speaking to one of your deceased relatives, you just know. And we've actually had people stay just for that reason. We had a lovely woman who came and brought her son and her nephew with her on an off day. It was like during the week because she wanted to come here when she knew nobody else would really be here so much. And it was just for our portal because she was trying to communicate with her dead mom. And she claimed that she successfully did it. And we've had a few, oh gosh, I'd probably say I've had at least a good half dozen hugging moments with people crying because they got contact with family members here. And I think that's so special. And obviously an open portal can be a scary thing. You can bring through things like that. It also means you could bring through something bad, but fortunately nothing bad has come through, and we will leave it open as long as
Oh.
it's doing that sort of thing for people, that it's giving that connection to
Yeah.
people.
Well, that and we have a no Ouija board policy,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, we have a no Ouija board policy. We laugh about that with, like professional ghost hunters will be like, okay, you're using an ovilus, you're using this, you're using that. These are basically electronic versions of Ouija boards. So, why would you ban a Ouija board? And our answer is because it's the number one tool a novice wants to use.
That's true.
Anybody who doesn't know what they're doing goes, let's bust out the Ouija board. And that lets me know that they don't know how to close out a Ouija board either. That goodbye is there for a very good reason. So yeah, we have a no Ouija board policy, and it's just to protect the portal, pretty much,
Because
which we
for a
think is
lot of us, really, that was our first real way to connect with the paranormal, is at some point when we're 8, 9, 10 years old. One of your friends had a Ouija board, and that's how it all started.
And we all had a scary experience that made us go running away from the board, and we didn't close it out properly. And
Absolutely.
hey, I've been there. That's what that's why we're speaking from experience with that.
Now, have you had any really interesting stories from guests who have been in there and investigators that?
Oh God.
An
Oh yeah,
experience
many.
that it was like, oh, wasn't expecting to hear that today.
Well, the last paranormal team we had in the morning after, they told us that they had their door open whilst they were asleep, and the door was actually locked. And on the because on the doors we have electronic locks.
Like the key code locks that
Yeah.
you have to, enter in key code.
From the inside, you basically
Deadbolt it.
you deadbolt it manually with your hand. And he told us about it. So I watched the security like footage back because in the hallways we have cameras and we have a camera that's near that door. And sure enough, the door, in fact, two doors opened that night
Two doors open that night.
from the paranormal team, one on the north wing and one on the south wing.
Yep.
So that was an interesting thing to have happen.
Well, yeah, that's something that's been happening since we moved in. That's one thing our spirits do that just defies physics, and we cannot figure it out for the life of us. They can open the electronic locks, but when we find the doors open, the deadbolts are still engaged.
Oh no, that
that's
is
what we
interesting.
Don't understand. Yeah, so it's like for somebody to open that door, they would have to literally put in the key code and then hit the lock button again, or manually, you know, after opening the door, manually doing the deadbolt on the other side. And every time we find one of these doors open, we've had four of the six hotel doors pop open, I believe, at this point. And every single time we find it, the deadbolt's engaged, but the door's wide open. We have no idea how they do it. Just no damage on the doors, no force involved. That's one of the weird, really weird things that happens in here. I think probably the strangest thing we've had was actually a ghost night or a ghost hunt that we were part of, where we actually got what we believe was a ghost phone call.
Mm.
That's something that, you know, as paranormal investigators, we've heard about, but we had never experienced before. And that night threw us for a loop. One of our guests got a phone call on his cell phone, and the caller ID said Denise Possessed on it.
Oh.
Well, no.
It's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are
seasoned
like paranormal investigators.
Yeah. Know what they're doing. Yeah.
They're from Reaper Paranormal. And
I love them. Shout out to Reaper if they're listening. We love Reaper Paranormal. Everybody loves Reaper.
And I thought it was odd. He was answering his phone. His friend, what's his friend's name?
Jeff
mm-hmm. was like thinking, what the hell are you doing answering your phone during
a ghost hunt?
And then after he was like, well, it says Denise Possessed. Of course I'm going to answer it.
Yeah, he answered the phone. And basically, we have put this video up on YouTube, too. So the long story short of the phone call was, this woman claims that she found this guy's phone number in her phone magically, but they didn't know each other. They had never spoken to each other before. She tells us during the course of this phone call, she sounded weird to us. And so, you know, we explained to her what it said on the caller ID. We said, well, it says Denise Possessed. Are you possessed? And she laughed and she said, you know, I might be a little drunk, but I'm definitely not possessed. Ha ha ha, you know. But it was so weird because she proceeds to tell us that she herself was a ghost hunter at one point, but then she lost all of her equipment in a fire. And it would be really great if we could help her ghost hunt again. That was pretty much how the phone call ended. Now, we have called, what was so strange at the time, only the caller ID popped up, Denise Possessed. There was no phone number attached at all. We stayed in contact with the paranormal group. They told us 3 days later, the caller ID disappeared and the phone number populated. So we were like, oh my gosh, you know, now we have a phone number. Well, we have called this number from probably like six different phones, have left a message and, you know, tried to see if this woman would call any of us back. And none of us have been able to get a hold of her, speak with her again. We can't find record of this person in the area code that it's from. We can't find this person at all. So we have had some mediums and psychics tell us after watching the YouTube video that they don't know if she's really alive or not, or if she died in that fire that she was speaking of.
Oh, so, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's a big question mark for us, whether or not she's actually passed or living. But right now, we're in the camp that this woman is not alive because we can't find her. And she won't call us back. She won't call back anybody.
You're doing a paranormal investigation, and then somebody gets a call from Denise Possessed.
You're going to answer the call.
That's strange.
Yeah, that threw us for a loop. It's not, you know, it's not something that has ever happened to us before.
Yeah.
We've never in all of our years ghost hunting have ever had anything like that. And when we were done, we kind of looked at these guys, and I'm like, well, I'm tapped. Who needs a shot? Because I need a shot.
Thank God we've got a bar here.
It's like that pretty much ended the ghost hunt at that point because we were all like, what was that? We were all just so shocked by what had happened. I think that that was probably the craziest moment that we've had in
That
here,
is
as far
crazy.
as a ghost hunting moment. But I mean, we get so many stories.
I
It's really
mean,
funny.
one of the stories I've heard from hunters, we have a room called the Halverson Room, and this is the room where people who don't know each other from two different parts of the state, country, whatever, have told us the exact same experience.
Multiple people have told us this experience, yeah.
They've had the feeling of someone trying to push them out of bed. They've felt the hands on their back, and it's like tried to push them out of bed. So that one's interesting. And also from the same room, Hunter was talking to me about an experience he had when he was the first person to wake up in his hunting party. So he opened the door after he got changed. He could wait to, you know, for his friends to wake up and he'd be able to see them. Whilst he was sat at the end of the bed, he saw a girl wearing period costume walk past the door and go down the corridor. And he thought, well, that's odd, because he hasn't seen any girls, young girls, actually staying here. He knew all his friends were staying further down the corridor, no one else. So he got up off the bed to look down the corridor to see who it was, and there was no one there.
You know,
we get a lot of reports of apparitions of ladies in period clothing upstairs, a lot. I have not seen any of them yet. I did catch one ghost apparating behind me one day, but unfortunately, once it knew that I was watching it, it dissipated, and I was really bummed out because I wanted to see who it was. You know, me being that seasoned ghost hunter, I'm like, sweet, who are you? But many people have seen apparitions upstairs.
I find the stories from people who are there just to go hunting, or, you know, they're not there for anything paranormal.
Yeah.
They need a hotel room. I find that really credible. Because these people have no reason to tell you things. They're
Exactly.
there to go hunting and get up and I'm going to meet my friends. We're going to go out and spend the day hunting. So I think that's so interesting because they're not looking for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we even get that. We know we have a ghost that likes to hang out in our ladies' bathroom in our bar. She's actually a resident gossiper. It's kind of funny. She sometimes gossips. She's given us a name. But we haven't verified it yet, but she sometimes gossips about things that happened in her time. She sometimes gossips about people here and now in our community. And that has thrown me for a loop a few times. There's been a few times where I'll have a husband and wife sitting at the bar. The wife gets up to go to the bathroom. I'm just sitting there chit-chatting with the husband. All of a sudden, the wife comes back and says, "So tell me about this person." And I'm looking at her and I'm like, you know, why would you ask about this person? Oh, I don't know. I was just washing my hands in the bathroom and a voice just came out of nowhere and told me I should ask about this person. So I'm asking, what about this person?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm like, what? You know, and it'll end up being like some hot gossip that's going on in town right now or something like that. And that's happened a few times where it's thrown me for a loop where I'm like, ooh, okay, she wants me to talk about something that's kind of juicy right now. I don't know if I should, but
it's like, I'm going to go into the bathroom later and I will explain everything to the spirit.
But yeah,
I will catch her up on everything.
And those are people that like are just like swinging by our bar. They've just stopped in to get a drink because they're like going someplace else. And all of a sudden they'll have something happen to them. And sometimes they don't catch on. Some people catch on right away because obviously we have a lot of ghost stuff and paranormal stuff, even in the bar, you know, if you've got it, you know, use it kind of thing. Like we like to play on our puns. Like we have our t-shirts say, let's get sheet faced in the, in the bar, you know, it's a photo of a picture of a ghost on it, you know, and things like that. So sometimes people notice, but sometimes they don't. And it's the ones that don't notice. And then they give us something like that where I'm like, wow, you don't even know that you're sitting in a haunted bar right now. This is crazy. And you're getting contact and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that in the afterlife, she's still a gossip.
I know, right?
Because you like to think, oh, then she went on and was like, oh, I was such a gossip, but I can't get enough. I am still that same person.
We're a Grand Central station for our town, so I guess this is a good place to get the hot goss. So I guess if you're a gossip and you want to hang out, we're a good place for it.
It's like, you know, you can just come behind the bar and hear all this. You don't have to stay in the bathroom.
Right.
So you've got a Facebook page. They can just search Humbird Hotel Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the website is humbirdhotelbar.com. Yep.
Yeah, it was funny when we were getting our website. We just wanted, you know, website the Humbird, and we were upset to discover that there was a hotel out in, I believe it's Idaho, that has the same name. Yeah. And we were like, what the? Well, last summer, we got visited by a bunch of the descendants of Jacob Humbird, who was the gentleman that built our railroad, and he ended up building the entire Northwestern rail system all the way up into like British Columbia. And most of his family is from that area. So we basically found out that the hotel that's named Humbird in Idaho is a family member of the guy who built the railroad through our town and who our town is named after. So we were like, okay, I guess you can use your family name.
Right. We can't take that from you.
Yeah, we can't take that from him.
And would Jacob be okay with that?
Yeah.
He's like, come on. But you had mentioned that you do paranormal investigations that you guys host.
Yep.
Like once a month.
Yep. We do it once a month. We'd love to do them more. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, we were so excited to talk to you too, because we want the paranormal community to know that we're here. We are the first owners of our property who've embraced the fact that it's haunted and have really put it out there. We've spoken with every former owner that's still living, and they have all said to us, oh yeah, that place was haunted. We just never said anything because we thought it would scare people.
I get that. I get that.
So, you know, and especially, you know, people don't always understand that, but especially older generations, you think about how easy it was to throw somebody in an insane asylum back in the day. If you were saying that you were talking to spirits or something like that in certain periods of time, you know, that could risk you your freedom.
Oh, absolutely.
So even in older generations, they tend to not want to acknowledge that so much because there's still that kind of fear in there. So I think us being a little bit younger and everything and you know, not being afraid of that stigma, knowing that people are interested in it, that we're trying to get it out. So right now we're doing one ghost hunt a month, but we'd love to tick that up. You know, the more bookings we get, the more we'll do them. And we have pretty much all the same equipment that, you know, all the big ghost hunters do. We have SLS camera, you know, we have phasma boxes, spirit boxes, all that stuff. We do the honor guided ghost hunts. We feed people. We give them a little history of the property because obviously, you know, it helps to know who you're trying to talk to.
Yeah.
So, you know, we give them a little history of the property, not too much. We you know, we don't go too deep into it. And then we ghost hunt with everybody for like a couple of hours. And then we say, okay, you know, if you need to borrow any equipment, you can, and feel free to free reign. And then at a certain point in the night, like usually midnight or one, you know, we tell people you can close your rooms off, you know, if you just want to stay in your room, or you could go stunt all night long. You know, we don't care. There is a certain point, though, sadly, that we do have to close our bar because, you know,
laws.
Exactly. We have a liquor license, and sadly, we can't let people, you know, meander around the bar all night. And the only way into our basement, too, is through our bar. So we usually tell people, like, you know, as long as we're awake and up and moving about, you know, do the bar in the basement as much as possible because you have the hotel all night long kind of things. Other than that, you pretty much have free reign, except we don't let people come into our apartment.
No.
You know, we have to have boundaries. We have to have
absolutely.
Personal. So
I think everybody would understand that.
Yeah, you know, we do need that. I mean, we do have activity in here, so I'm sure, you know, I'm sure really, really hardcore ghost hunters would be bummed out by that. But when we have people in here ghost hunting, our spirits are more interested in who's in here than what's going on in our place. So,
well, I could see that because it's new, and
exactly.
They're new people, and they're curious. And you guys,
and
it's like we live with them every day.
Exactly. And we've had some psychics and mediums tell us that our spirits really do like people coming here, that there's nothing they hate worse than when this is an empty building, that they don't like it when it's quiet, because a lot of them come from a time frame in which this was a much more bustling economy.
True.
Here and
yeah.
much more bustling city, and they're more used to that. So yeah, we actually took a break at one point in January early this year, just to, you know, do books, inventory, things like that, for about 2.5 weeks. And by the end of the 2.5 weeks, oh my gosh, they were lighting up stuff left and right in here. And I was just like, guys, relax. We're going to reopen the bar. It's okay. You know, we just needed a break. It's okay. Relax. And the more I talked to them about it, the more they calmed down and quieted down. But yeah, it was like they were saying to us, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Bring the people back. Yeah, they're pretty interactive, you know, and they really enjoy having the company here.
And I will put a link to the website in the show notes so people can easily click there and get more information. But
oh, cool.
Matt and Elizabeth, this was a really interesting conversation. That's a very active location you have.
Oh, and I mean, there's so much, you know, we haven't told you about. I mean, we could probably go on for hours. I mean, this, you know, when a place has over 150 years and has been through everything that it's been through, and with all the spirits in here that we have so many stories, and there's just so much that we could tell, and we appreciate having somebody like you, you know, interested and wanting to listen and wanting to get the word out. We really appreciate this so much.
Well, and maybe in a couple months, just come back on and share some more stories.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We'd love that.
That would be really fun. And that wraps up our conversation about the Humbert Historic Bar and Hotel, a conversation with owners Matt Hawks and Elizabeth Havener. For more information, visit their website at humberthotelbar.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.